It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Climate change is impacting our world in many expected and unexpected ways. One of the great unexpectations is bigger and badder poison ivy. Growth of the itch and rash-inducing plant has been on the rise since the 60s. So what can be done to deal with poison ivy and its harmful effects to our health? I'm joined now by phone by Cynthia Morton, curator of botany at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. Cynthia, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Why are we seeing an increase in the growth of poison ivy?
Well, I wanted to look a little bit more into this, too. And the USDA has actually published really good scientific papers on it. It was back in 2007 where they did studies looking at carbon dioxide, increase of carbon dioxide, which is happening with climate change. And they found that the plant actually gets bigger with increase of CO2.
Well, we contacted a past guest on this program, a biologist by the name of Joylette Portlock, and here is how she explained it.
Humans and other animals need oxygen to grow and thrive. Plants need carbon dioxide. Of course, carbon dioxide in the air traps heat, and humans, through burning fossil fuels, have been putting amazing amounts of carbon dioxide out into the air. So the plants that are best able to take advantage of this new resource for them are what we often consider to be weed species, of course, which poison ivy is one. Now, studies, research, not just multi-year research in laboratories, but also field observations have shown that the rate of poison ivy is spreading and that the carbon dioxide concentrations that we'll be seeing by mid-century, it could be growing twice as fast. Rather than growing, 75% over a six-year study, they saw it grew 153% at the increased carbon dioxide levels. And likewise, there was a significant increase in the concentration of the toxin that causes the reaction for people. So this is something that we'll definitely be seeing more and more across North America. And to top it all off, producing a much more concentrated form of the toxin. So this increased carbon dioxide for them is a benefit. Likewise, both that and a longer growing season are a benefit for other weed species. We'll be seeing more pollen from ragweed and things like that. So for those of us with allergies and the 80% of us who are sensitive to poison ivy, it may make some sense to start thinking about the ways in which climate change is going to change our world, no matter where we live.
And that was biologist Joylette Portlock. So Cynthia Morton, she's talking about the climate change contribution to this whole situation with poison ivy. And normally, if someone were to say, how big is a leaf from a poison ivy plant, I'd say maybe about the length of my index finger, maybe a little longer. So when I start reading descriptions like pan-sized poison ivy leaves, I mean, is that an exaggeration or are they really that big?
They're really that big. I just saw one on my walk this morning.
That's frightening.
They are very big leaves, and they are getting bigger. But we also have to remember, with CO2, there's going to be competition from other plants out there, too. But I think they are getting bigger. And as for the concentration of urushiol, I think they found that there was not necessarily an increase in the concentration, but because you have more leaf mass, you're going to have more of urushiol.
And urushiol is the oil from the plant that's the stuff that makes you itch, right?
That is the toxin for poison ivy, yes.
We hear so many bad things in connection with poison ivy. Does the poison ivy plant have any useful purpose?
It all depends. I mean, useful to humans, I don't think so.
I was speaking as a human. That's where I'm coming from on this. Is there anything that's going to help mankind, if you will?
I don't think there's going to be any benefit as of right now for its leaf mass or its itchy compound. But we have to remember always that plants give good and bad effects.
Okay, so I guess the good part may be for the animals. I understand that for some reason, while it has this horrible effect on human beings, that a bear, for example, can go and chomp on a poison ivy plant or brush up against it, and nothing necessarily is going to happen to it.
That is correct. And people that I've spoken to this year in particular have mentioned that they have gotten poison ivy and they know what it looks like. And first thing I say, do you sleep with your pet? And does your pet go outside? Because, yes, animals can rub up against it, and they have no effect whatsoever. But when they crawl into bed with you, they have the urushiol on their fur, and that will cover you with poison ivy.
Do we know why it is that animals can be immune to the harmful effects of poison ivy, and yet a human being with just the slightest touch can suffer, you know, all of the horrible things that go along with brushing up against poison ivy, having the oil touch your body, and then all of a sudden you've got welts and these bright orange blisters and that kind of thing?
I am not sure, but I would speculate that they have furry animals have that layer of protection, and they can have it on their fur, but they're not getting it into their skin. Although some animals can eat it, and they have no effect whatsoever.
Incredible. So break it down for us. What should people know about when dealing with poison ivy? What are the important things to keep in mind?
First off, leaves of three, let it be. That's a great saying, and it's a great saying to get across to kids. There are a lot of things with leaves of three, but if you're aware of that saying, it will at least attune you to what you're being exposed to out in nature. If you do get it on you, wash it off, not just with warm water, but with soap and water. If you don't have soap and water near, believe it or not, dirt is one of the best things to grab oil, and that's what we're talking about, oil. And so if you rub dirt on you, yes, you may be dirty, but there's a good chance you won't have poison ivy. If you do get poison ivy on you, or you think you've been exposed to it, make sure to remove all your clothing and wash it in soap and water separately to get it off your clothing or wherever you're going to be touching, it's going to be exposing it to. And if you get it on yourself, once again, wash it off with soap and water. If you think your pet has been exposed to it and you've gotten it from your sheet covers, you must remove all your bedding to get it off. And so these are some things you can do to prevent it. If you do get it, then once again, if it's something like a mild case, you can put calamine lotion or an oatmeal bath. If it's more severe, then you need to go and see a doctor. And you need to go and get maybe some cortisone shots or some kind of something that's going to break the cycle, especially if you've done something like weed whacked outside and your body's been covered in it, or you've been exposed to burning. And then you need to basically go to the hospital and get yourself checked out. Once again, removing your clothing, washing them separately, cleaning the affected area, using cool compresses, oatmeal bath, topical steroids, they're all very, very good. And if it's really severe, you need to go into the hospital.
Cynthia Morton, curator of botany at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, is our guest talking about the bigger and badder poison ivy plants. You may have noticed them. Hopefully you didn't come in contact with them. If you have a comment or question for our guest, you can call us at 412-246-2002, 412-246-2002 here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. And our email address is esspgh at wesa.fm. You can follow us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at hashtag EPLive. I understand that the oil from poison ivy can linger on your clothing. If that's the case, you mentioned the sheets, but the clothes as well, they should be laundered and separately, or should you just get rid of them, throw them out?
No, don't throw them out. Wash them. And also be aware that it's in all parts of the plant. And so if you have a bush left over from last year, most of the leaves turn very colorful and beautiful. And make kids aware that those leaves of three still are nasty, and even though they're very colorful. If you go to cut it down and you're cutting it down in the fall because you think you're not going to be exposed to the leaves, it's in what you're cutting also. So make sure to cover up once again. And it can stay active, that oil, for a good year or even longer than that.
A year?
Yes.
Has the research into the treatment for poison ivy, is there research that's ongoing? Has it shown anything new?
I'm not sure about the ongoing research, but we are putting together a poisonous plant database. Myself colleagues at CMU, Carnegie Mellon University, and also UPMC, and we're working with the Poison Control Center. And we know that, for instance, poison ivy is one of the most highly called in plants. They're on the top 10 list in the United States. Just in the last 10 years, 14,000 to 15,000 cases have been called in. And so we're working on a poisonous plant database because we realize when we go to places like UPMC Micromedics, where the doctors go in to look at data information, poison ivy, there's no treatments listed for it. When we go and use one of the most recent medical toxicology books and we look at what's available there, they don't even mention about symptoms or treatments for poison ivy. And so there's, as far as I know, ongoing research, no, but the access to information is widely available on the web, but many cases you find poisonous plants that do not have good information about symptoms and treatments. Poison ivy, the basic rule, if you've been exposed to it, and it is everywhere, especially throughout Pennsylvania, wash yourself and wash anything that's been exposed to it.
Cynthia Morton is curator of botany at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, joining us by phone. Cynthia, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
You can look, but you better not touch.